right, we welcome you today to the Wayne County Bible Center. We are recording our messages for March 29th, 2020, and we've got two messages today. I'm going to share one on the coronavirus, a more biblical perspective. That's this one here. And the other one I'll be sharing continues our series as now we're studying Jesus as he dealt with the Sabbath and the oral traditions of the nation of Israel during his time. But right now, we're going to begin looking at some biblical perspective as our nation and as the world faces the coronavirus. So we'll begin today in Psalm 121. I'm going to read to you verses 1 through 8. These are the scriptures. I think I've got four passages of scripture that just come to my mind as we watch the news locally out of Nashville and watch the national news and the world situation. And these passages have just come to me during the last few days. So let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll look at His holy word. Father, as we come today, we pray for many within our church body, within our nation, and within the world, and all the folks that listen to us regularly. We pray your blessings, your health, your strength upon their families. We pray for comfort for those that have lost loved ones. We pray for healing for those that may be ill now. And Father, we pray for wisdom, your wisdom economically, in our nation and throughout the world. But Father, we just look to you. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my daily sin and my weekly sin. I pray to be cleansed by your blood and anointed by your Spirit. But Father, as we look at these passages of Scripture, may our hearts be filled with peace and confidence and hope in you and assurance, Lord. You want to assure us that you are on the throne, that you are in control, and nothing catches you by surprise, and your eyes are upon us, and your gentle hand is the loving shepherd will always take care of us. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. Psalm 121, very familiar passage of Scripture, and it goes like this. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and who made earth. My friend, I want you to understand today, whatever you're going through and whatever you're facing, that the hands that created the universe are the hands that are holding you. And the hands that sustain the universe are the hands that are sustaining you. And He will not allow your foot to be moved. He's going to hold you up. He's going to take care of you. And He that keeps you will not sleep. Behold, he that keeps and watches over Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shepherd. The Lord is your protector. The Lord is your provider. The Lord is the shade upon your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, and the moon will not smite you by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He will preserve and protect your soul. The Lord will preserve you in your going out. The Lord will preserve you in your coming in. From this time forth and even forevermore. And so I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. You know, my friend, we go through situations in life, and we're in a worldwide pandemic. We're in a worldwide crisis, so to speak. And we get a lot of horizontal influences. And we watch a lot of horizontal influences. We get up in the morning to see, you know, is this thing ebbing? Is it flowing? Is it leveling off? We hear opinions from those in the health industry, those in finance, those in politics. And there's nothing wrong with that, because we need to be responsible. We need to be aware. But whatever you do, don't forget to look up. We want to look up, because that's where our true strength comes from. That's where our true health comes from. That's where our protection comes from. So we look up and we say unto the Lord, Lord, I need your help today. Lord, I'm trusting in you today. I need your wisdom today. I know many folks that listen to us are businessmen, and small businesses are the fuel of America, and they fuel our economy. And some of you are having to lay folks off, and some of you are going through difficult times. Well, my friend, just keep looking to God. God's wisdom will guide you. God's wisdom will give you those answers. And whenever we're going through something, we need to realize that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And it's not a freight train, Tim. It's not. It's the power and the love of God. So as I think about this, go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and look at verse 13. This is another familiar verse. And, you know, it comes to my mind every time I watch the news and different things. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, Paul says this: there is no temptation, no trial, no storm that is going to take you or come into your life, but such as is common to man. Now, I want you to grab hold of that, but such as is common to man. Always remember, God is faithful. He will never allow more to come upon you in your trial than you are able to withstand and hold up. With the temptation or trial or storm or tribulation, He will also make a way of deliverance that you may be able to bear it and pass through it. Several principles Paul shares here. Number one, in verse 13, he says this: there are no trials or storms that you're ever going to go through, but such as is common to man. I want you to understand something. When you're going through situations such as we are now, the devil wants you to feel isolated, and he wants you to feel alone. And even in other situations in life, the devil wants you to feel isolated and alone. The devil doesn't do anything new, my friend. I want you to understand, that's how he attacked Eve. He got her when she was alone. He got her when she was away from Adam and his influence. And so don't fall into this woe is me and self-pity and these pity parties. What you're going through right now, everybody else is going through in the world. And there are times in life when you're not facing a pandemic, but you're going through a situation. Well, I want you to understand, you're not the only one going through that situation. You know, sometimes we lose loved ones. Sometimes we're facing financial difficulty. Sometimes we're facing emotional heartache or doubt or fear or uncertainty. My friend, I want you to understand, everybody in this world is going to face that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is, the answer is the same answer for all of us. And that is God. Look at what he says. There is no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. God is the answer. He will never allow you to have a situation come into your life over and above the strength you already have to bear it. And sometimes the Lord lets us go through things so we can find out things about ourselves. We can find out just how strong we are in the Lord or how weak we are in the Lord. And when it exposes our weaknesses, we need to turn to God and say, Lord, I never realized I was this weak, but I'm finding it out now. I need to depend on you more. I need to be in your word more. I need to have a consistent prayer life, Jesus. And then he says this: he will always, with the trial, make a way. In the King James, it says escape. It actually means a path toward deliverance that you may be able to bear it. I want you to understand, this too shall pass. And when we go through things in this life, we need to understand that God is leading us through it. You're going to get to a place where in the last chapter of Job, and no one individual, I believe, has ever suffered any more than Job. Job lost his family, lost his wealth, lost his health, lost any encouragement from the one family member that was still alive, his wife. you know, lost sons, daughters, daughter-in-laws, son-in-laws, lost all his livestock, everything. He was sitting on the side of the road, covered in boils, covered in sores. And the bottom line is, when you get to the last chapter, it says God blessed the latter end of Job even more than he was blessed when all this calamity started. And so you and I need to look at what we're going through today and say, Lord, I'm claiming the promise to Job. I want us to come out of this thing as a family more blessed than we were when we went into it. I want my employees to come out of this thing more blessed than they were when we went into it. I want our nation to come out of this thing more blessed than we were when we went into it. And we need to start claiming these things by faith as we pray and seek the Lord. And as I tell you time and time again, I read these verses out loud, not only while I'm teaching you, I read them out loud when I'm studying them. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God gave you a voice not to take his name in vain, not to cuss, not to talk politics all the time, not to talk sports all the time, not to talk business all the time. You know, he's given you a voice. He's given you a mind. Use that voice to lift it up in praise unto Jesus Christ. And when you're reading a psalm out loud, it'll lift your heart up. It'll lift your spirit up. When you read, the verse actually is, I think I wrote it down. Yes, Job 42:12. You don't have to turn there, but that verse says, the latter end of Job was more blessed than his former. And I claimed that one time when we were going through something in life, and I would read it out loud. So the Lord is going to take us as individuals, as Christians, all throughout the world, even in our nations, you know, Italy, Spain, China, where the Christians are all over the Middle East. We're going to get through this thing, and God's going to bring us out on the other side. Our goal is that we grow spiritually, that we gain depth, that we walk closer in our intimate relationship with the Lord. Another verse similar to this is in Jeremiah. Turn with me to Jeremiah 29. And this is a favorite verse of many folks. And I know this is, Patty loves a lot of stuff that is in Jeremiah. But in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, Jeremiah is speaking. And in verse 10 it says, thus saith the Lord. And he's talking about the nation of Israel. They're going to be in bondage to Babylon for 70 years. But they're going to come out of it. And in verse 11, the Lord says this, I know the thoughts and plans that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Talking about Israel, but we're going to apply this to our individual lives. God's got a plan for you and your life. That's why it's important to be in the will of God and seek the will of God and not just be throwing darts at a board out there and saying, God, these are my plans. You bless them. We need to get on our knees and say, Lord, I have no plans. I want you to reveal to me what it is in life you want me to do, how you want this thing handled. For I know the thoughts and plans that I think towards you. Say, Brother Leo, why is that important? Because God sees the end from the beginning. You can't see 5 feet in front of your face. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. God's got a plan for us. As we go through this, as we go through whatever we go through in life. And then he says this in verse 10. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will listen unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. My friend, there's nothing like a good crisis to get somebody's heart focused on God. There's nothing like hard times that get somebody's heart focused on God. There's nothing like difficulties, tribulations, and trials, and fear to get somebody's heart focused on God. Now, you can only go one of two ways. When we go through hard times, some folks turn away from God, curse God, blame God. Other folks fall on their knees, humble themselves before the Lord, put the blame where it squarely belongs on ourselves, Most of the problems I've had in my life, I've created for myself. And the bottom line is, we can turn to God and seek God and find God and search for God with all our heart. In verse 14, he says, I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity. So this is a good time to seek God and to humble ourselves. One more verse on these thoughts today. In 1 Peter chapter 5, he says these words. 1 Peter chapter 5, we'll begin in verse 6, go through verse 11. And he says this, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. And here's the one I need to live and learn to live, because I don't always do it. Cast all your care upon him, because God cares for you. A lot of times I'm trying to carry my cares and my worries instead of casting them upon God, because he cares for you. You know, that's a command tense in the Greek. He is commanding us to cast our worry upon him. And we need to realize, Lord, there's nothing I can do about this right now. Sometimes there is something you can do about things, but I worry about a lot of things I can't do a thing about. So we need to cast those things upon him. He'll take them from us, give us peace. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. The devil wants us worrying about things that are beyond our control. He says, resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions, here we go again, are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. We're all going through this together. We all need to look to the same God. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while. You say, wait a minute, Brother Leo. You know, it's part of God's plan that I suffer a while sometimes. Yeah, my friend. If we're on the mountaintop all the time, we're never going to turn to God. It's only in the valleys you're going to see the growth. After you have suffered a while, God is using your suffering, the King James says, to make you perfect. What that actually means is to spiritually mature you, to grow you up spiritually, establish and strengthen your faith, and to settle you. You say, Brother Leo, what does it mean to be settled? A settled person is a person who is settled in the faith of God, and not a whole lot rattles them. Not a whole lot ruffles them. They don't fall apart over the slightest thing. They don't lose their composure. They are settled in faith. They are steadfast. Just as Jesus was when he walked the face of the earth and attack after attack after attack came, he knew who he was in God, as God. And you know, we can know who we are. The God of the universe sees every one of us, and he's taking care of us, and he is there for us. He's not going to sleep. He's not going to fail us. He's not going to forsake us. So I want to say unto you today, my friend, if you want more biblical perspective as you go through these things, you don't have to listen to Brother Leo. Pick up the Bible. From Genesis to Revelation, Tim, you know what the Bible's full of? Biblical perspective. So all you got to do is pick it up, read it. You say, Brother Leo, I don't get out of it a lot of times. What you get, my friend, if the Holy Spirit's in your heart, he will teach you. John, the Apostle John, said, when you got the Holy Spirit, you need no man to teach you. You can use men to motivate you and encourage you to get in the Word, but you can get in the Word. Peter said, the priesthood of the believer. We're all priests. We all have direct access unto God. We don't have to go through any man, because Jesus came, the veil of the temple is torn, and we can talk to the Lord. We can hear his still small voice. We can experience the impressions of his Holy Spirit upon us. So, my friend, I encourage you, get in the Word of God these next few days. Seek God in prayer. Get consistent in your prayer life and in your devotional life as you get in the Word. And together, we're going to say with Job one day soon, the latter end is going to be much more blessed than the former. Holy Spirit, take this message, take these verses into the hearts of the hearers today. And Lord, we lift up our eyes unto you, for from you comes our strength. God bless you all.